Awakening to Reality, a Joy-Filled Book from Jesus. Chapter 18. Reality is where you are in every moment. So you will awaken now, and when you do, it will seem that you were never asleep. As the joy of this eternal now moment continues to embrace you and enfold you in the field of divine love that is Source, that is you. You have never left home because there is nowhere else, there is nowhere that you could go. You are one with Source in every moment, as you constantly co-create in concert with, and utterly harmoniously with the One, with the All, in a glorious symphony of praise that is continuously being offered to and accepted by Source, Mother, Father, God, One, Love, Wisdom, You. Joy is your nature, and nothing can disturb or change it, because love, which is eternally unchanging, is, by its very nature, joy. As humans inform experiencing the dream, the illusion, the nightmare of separation, it is almost impossible for you to conceive of it in any meaningful way. You have faith, you know that you are inseparable from Source, and yet what you are seemingly experiencing is separation. It is indeed an enormous paradox for you, and as you live in what appears to be an either-or world, enormous doubts arise in your minds. Therefore, let go of your minds, take your attention away from the almost constant flow of thoughts arising there, and relax into the underlying stillness that is all. Just intending to do that, as you sit to temporarily still your minds, brings you some peace. Modern medicinal practices have confirmed that doing this, taking time out to meditate, is most beneficial and reduces stress, blood pressure, and the likelihood of premature death. So both the illusion and reality are confirming for you that taking time out daily is essential for the health of your physical bodies, and to dissolve your doubts about reality. You are all divine beings, magnificent beings of love, beings shining brilliantly as the light of God flows into you and out into the vast and powerful multiverse, which in its entirety is within you, an ongoing creation of grandeur which is so magnificent that, while in human form, you are totally unable to conceive of it. Do not let that thought concern you in the least, because all is taken care of as the grand scheme of things, that is, the ever-expanding field of conscious awareness that is Source, unfolds, thrives, and flourishes in an ever-increasing multitude of self-expression, God-expression, love-expression that is both unchanging and forever new. Forever new and forever unchanging is the crux, the center point, the essence and the substance of reality. You were created perfect in every way by and from love, which, by its nature, can be nothing other than perfect. And so you, each and every one of you, are absolutely perfect. The state of imperfection that you experience as humans, and which disturbs many of you, and which some of you try to improve upon, is but a temporary and illusory state that only lasts while you continue to make the choice to engage in and play your parts in the game or drama of separation. You collectively invented the game and all the rules and limitations that are part of it, because you are beings of enormous power and intelligence. The game you invented does appear to be absolutely real, and that was your collective intent in doing so. Now, as you enter ever more fully into the awakening process, you find the insanity of the situations and events with which the game keeps presenting you ever more unsettling and disturbing. This awareness that it is insane is the wake-up call that you all needed to experience so that you would set the intent to awaken. This you have done, and what is arising for you all is an intensifying awareness of this insanity, which further strengthens your intent to awaken. Everyone is aware that there has to be a better way for humanity to live peacefully and harmoniously together as one community, while fully accepting and honoring all the differences between you as to race, color, ethnicity, culture, religious persuasion, and general life philosophy. This awareness is growing and strengthening in every moment, leading to a multitude of conversations and discussions taking place across the world which are seeking to resolve all the issues that have for eons been so divisive and destructive for humanity. You are all one, and your science has also finally realized this. So now the collective intent is to repair the damage to your planetary environment and to eradicate the lack of cognizance of the field of interconnectedness within which you all have your eternal existence. The intellectual knowledge is now present and available to all, demonstrating that there truly is no separation, that everything is connected to everything else. Now this knowledge has to be integrated with your heart knowing so that you can live as individuals while also living as one, and in so doing actually feel and experience that oneness, which for you in human form is a puzzling if not almost incomprehensible paradox. However, as more and more paradoxes arise in your awareness, it becomes far easier for you to accept and honor them. By doing so, you effectively feel your way into them, making them sensible to you, so that eventually you say to yourselves, "Of course," thus moving yourselves further along the path home to the one and only reality, the one from which you have never departed. Reality is humanity's destiny, and it is the home that you have never left, even for an instant. However, because you made the experience of separation so totally real for yourselves, it does seem that to be separate is a normal and unchangeable fact, the only state of existence remotely possible. This is because of the way in which different energy frequencies interact, making things appear impenetrable and solid in the world of form. Even though it is now becoming generally accepted, due to recent scientific advances demonstrating this very clearly, that everything is indeed inseparably interconnected, you still experience a physical environment of space, space in which things, from microbes to galaxies, exist and can be seen, touched, and interacted with. To come to an understanding, or better still, a knowing that this environment is unreal, illusory, is still very difficult for you. It is a realization that many are having great difficulty in accepting. Many of those who have invested time and have focused their attention either in meditation, contemplation, or deep thought have actually had brief encounters with reality, which have convinced them beyond all shadow of a doubt that the physical environment is unreal, even though while in form you do need to deal with it, and that reality is way beyond form and is an experience of presence and aliveness that is unimaginable unless it has been experienced. Those who have been there never again have any doubts about reality or their own eternal existence within it. They have seen and therefore know the infinite vastness that is love, source, God, and have felt this unconditional acceptance, this belongingness, their utter inseparability from this state, and this gives them enormous joy and peace. As a result, their previously held self-deprecating attitudes, beliefs, opinions, and behaviors change as they embrace love and then share and extend it to all unconditionally and without reservation. These people are easily and readily identifiable by the power of their energy fields, which are from that moment forward completely in alignment with love, source, God, because they now embody Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness is an energy field that is completely palpable to others in its vicinity, who are either immensely attracted to it, or, if they have chosen a path that shuts out love, are strongly repelled by it because it terrifies them. These non-loving ones may well react spontaneously and immediately, moving rapidly away from it without any idea of why they chose to do so. As you have so frequently been told, love is of infinite power, and therefore its power has to be stepped down when interacting with beings in form, so that their forms do not either disintegrate or spontaneously combust. Nothing in form, from microbes to galaxies, can remain in form and be present in the fullness of the energy field that is love, because energy of that intensity utterly dissolves form. When love is present, form is utterly surplus to requirements, which is why your human forms would dissolve if love was encountered full on. However, while you are in form, love is always with you, because you are love, and separation from it is impossible. It just makes its presence felt at a far lower level of intensity. The idea is for humans to evolve spiritually, and they have been doing so since they first evolved from lesser beings. To evolve spiritually is the way home, and it happens in stages that suit each individual perfectly. You are all on your path, even though, from the human perspective, that may not appear to be the case. End of the chapter.